Today's share of the Dershim Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis. We are in the 6th volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing off the beautiful Siman Tov Kuf Pei Gimel and starting Tov Kuf Pei Dalet. Now, there are a couple of Dershim footnotes from yesterday's Sif Aleph that we'll finish up today. Dershim footnote number 9 tells us when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, he brings down Shenogel Omar Es HaBakosha. You are allowed to say these Yiratzons, that's not a problem. Normally, we don't say Bakoshas on Shabbos. But he brings down from the Sefer Sakotso L'Roshi, which was written by Rav Davlitsky Zatzal, Shenogu Lomres HaBakosha. You're allowed to say the Bakoshos, the Yiratzos. He brings down as well from the Mishnah Lochos, from the Ugva Rebbe, Rav Menashe Klein Zatzal, Shikor HaInyon, Hiasias HaSimonim V'Achilosim, that this is a critical aspect over here, to do these simonim and to eat them. However, El Shosifu Al Kach Tvila Levakesh Yisoru HaZechuyos Kishem She'onu Makpidim Al HaSimonim. So we say the Yiratzos is almost like an aside over here to help spur and stimulate us to have a complete tshuva. Dershim foot number 10 brings down the reason why you don't say the bakoshos before the bracha, you say that after the bracha. He brings down from Mitzvi Pesach Frank, Zatzal, Shasiba She'en Lahakdim Es Bracha Atachonein Uchidoma L'Sholosh Brachos Rishonos. Why we don't say the bracha of Atachonein before the three first brachas of Shemoneh Esrei is because we have to always praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have Shevach before you have the Bakosha. So to Ovia, we first say the Bracha, and then we ask for the request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Furthermore, he brings down Yesh Nagu. He brings this down from the Ktzei HaMata on the Mati Ephraim. Lechol Es HaSimonim La'achar HaKiddush Kodim Tilos Yadayim L'Suda. That we say Kiddush, then we do the Simonim, and then we wash. And he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, She'ein Zeh Hefsik. It's not considered a Hefsik over here. Avolo Rotsui Li'koneis L'Safik Bracha Achrona L'Fnei HaSuda. In doing this, however, there's a potential problem that it's a should you or should you not make a bracha achrona after eating this before the meal. Dershim foot number 11 brings down ubidiyevit imamar es habakosha bein habracha liachila. If you made the bracha, then said the yirotz and then you ate it, you shouldn't do that. It brings down from the El Yerab and the Mati Ephraim that it's not considered hefsek. And finally, it concludes ubisimonim she'ein mavarchem aleim kodem achilosam. For those that you don't have to make a bracha, for example, you made the bar priyates and now you're eating something else that's a bar priyates, you don't have to make another bar priyates, or it's something that's coming out in the middle of the meal, and it's part of the meal, like the vegetables we said, and you don't make a separate bracha on it. So he brings down as well from Ritzvi Pesach Frank, Sheish Lom Resa Bakosha Kodem Achila. In that situation, you're allowed to say the Yiratzon before you actually partake and eat it. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Ochlin Rosh Keves. He said some have the custom to have the head of a sheep and say, when they eat this, Lomar Nia L'Rosh V'lo L'Nazov. We should be at the head and not as the tail. And this is also a reminder of the Isle of Yitzchak at the Akedah that was sacrificed instead of Yitzchak Avinu. The Mishnah Berurah says the Sifkot and Vav, the Tov Yosef Shalai says it's actually better instead of using the female sheep to use the male sheep, the Isle's head. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Zion tells us, the Alkanim, Ein Lo Rosh Keves. If you don't have the head of a Keves, so many have the custom, Yocha Rosh Acher Shabahima. It's Lav Dafka, only the head of the Keves. That's the for the Zecher, for the Ayel Sheyitzah. But if you don't have that, so people will have the head of another animal, O Shalof, or the head of a bird. Then the Ramah says, Hagoh Yesh Medaktikim. He says, those who are careful, Shalol Lechol Egoz, not to have nuts. Why? Because She'egoz, because the word egoz, Begematria, is Aleph Gimel, is 4, Vav is 6, and Zayin is 7. That 17 is the Gematria of Chet. There's only one problem. The Gematria of Chet is, Ches is 8, Tes is 9, that's 17. Then you have the Aleph. So if you look at the little Aleph over here, he looks at the bottom of the Daf, he says, Hainu imakola. So this includes over here egos with its kolel, so it's an extra one, so it's 18, and chet is equal to 18. Or he says that you spell the word chet without the aleph. In any event, that's a custom that people have not to have nuts. Furthermore, the Ramah says, Va'od, Shehem Marabim Kicha. A more practical reason why not to have nuts is because they cause a person to have Kicha V'niyah. They have lots of phlegm. Umavatl Natvila, it makes it difficult for a person to daven, and he brings down the name of the Maril. Ramah continues and he says, V'hochil ha'nor, the custom is to go to a river, lomar pasuk v'sashluch v'mtzulos yom kol chatoseinu v'gomer. He brings this from the Menhagim. It's a relatively late custom. This is not from the Rishonim. This is from the early Achronim period of time, where the Minhag of Tashluch, to say these various kapitlach that are listed over here by the Ramah, and we'll see more in the Mishnah Berurah, to say them by a river. He says, in Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nches, the Lomar Toshes to Rachamin of a Gomer. He brings down other Kapitlach that we say, Mishum the Isa Bemedrash has brought down the Medrash, Shaver Avor Mavinu at Savaro Bemayim, Kishaolach Lakrivo Agabi Mizbeach. On the way to that cave, the Sultan tried to stop Avram Avinu, so he made rivers, and Avram said, no, I'm going forward, and he went in all the way up to his neck. And he said, I'm going forward, Hashem saved me, the water came up to my neck. But Anu Osim says, so we specifically do this by Inar to remind ourselves of this great act of Mesiras Nefesh of Avram Avinu. He says it's best to go to a river that actually has fish inside of it because the fish are a simon as well. Just like with the fish, that they're below the level of the water, the ayin hara can't, so to say, function on them, and we should be the nifra, the nearba kadogim. We should be multiple like the dogim. Then he brings down ubiksavim kasav. It says nahar, if you go to a river or the air. A bear is also good. V'tov she'em yichutz le'er, ideally should be outside the city. And v'yesh le'lech b'yom rishon achar mincha kodem shkiyas achama. You go after mincha, before the sun is set. And you say as well, the pasuk v'lomar pasuk miyel kamoch v'gomer. Again, as there are many other kapitlach that are said in the typical tashlich machzer or in a siddur, ad kan l'shonu. And the Mishnah concludes, this is the words of the ksav. Now, we skip one dishu footnote. Dishu footnote 12 says, we likewise not only don't have nuts, but we also don't eat bitter things, and that's brought down for the Matir Fried. And he says, what about sharp things like peppers or sharp things like that? So Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down the minhag is also not to eat them as well. However, latavel maichol bepilpel chariv, but to dip something into something sharp, the Aruch HaShulchan says that is allowed. Tishu foot number 13 brings down, in regarding Tashlich, he says in a place that doesn't have either a river or a well, so the Kaf HaChaim writes, then you can say Tashlich al svas boros mayim, over some sort of a pit of water. Vagam im krar nimgru sham hamayim, even if there's no water in there, you can still say Tashlich, because he says it's not the water that's the ikker, it's the kavana over here that's referring to the Yam HaElyon in Shamayim, whatever exactly that means. If you have absolutely no water that's gathered together in any place at all, so Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, She'ein la'omro, el liyad mayim hamukhubarim lekarka. It has to be said by water that is collected in the ground. On the other hand, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down, She'ein nahar, if there is no river, omrim tashlich liyad kli im dogim. Say it by a container filled with water that maybe has fish inside of it. Mishmur continues and he says, I've seen in some places, then when Shabbos is the first day of Rosh Hashanah, they don't go on Shabbos to Tashlich, they only go on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Why is that? He says, maybe the Evshar Mipnei Shanar Chutzlier, since as we pointed out, the minhag was to go outside the city, people carrying the Tashlich book, they're carrying a machzer, so they end up carrying, therefore he brings out from the Prima Gadol, that's why the custom came, that if Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos the first day, so that we don't say Tashlich the first day, we say it on the second day. Now we go back to the Ramah. The Ramah tells us, V'gam no'agim shelo lishon b'yom Rosh Hashanah. He brings up in the Yushalmi, the minog, very well-known minog, not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. U'minog nochonu. The Ramah says this is a correct minog. What exactly is this minog? So the Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Tess. Mishum this Yushalmi, he brings down this Yushalmi. Mand de domich, one who is sleeping. The issue footnote number 14 tells us the domich means shochet, and therefore the practical nafkamina of this, Chaim Kanievsky, shlita, brings down. Therefore, if you're sitting in a chair and you're falling asleep, that's not a problem because you're not shochet, you're not lying down. Domich means lying down. And he says, if somebody is used to sleeping in the afternoon and he really needs it in order to be able to daven with kavana, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, sheyoshin kedarko, that person can go to sleep, this doesn't apply to him. In any event, we continue in Mishnah Berurah. He says, "Man the domich, somebody who's sleeping in a bed, berei shata on Rosh Hashanah, domich mazle." It so to say, puts his mazel to sleep. With stomach, not a good thing. V'arizal amar she'acha chatzos mutar lishon, but the Arizal says this is only before chatzos. After chatzos, you can go to sleep. She'kvar nisorer hamalach ayidei tefilos u'tkios, because you've already done what you needed to do to spur the day of tshuva, and therefore afterwards, now it's okay to sleep. The issue footnote number 15 brings down. What about at nighttime? Is there a problem with sleeping Rosh Hashanah at nighttime, the night of Rosh Hashanah? So the Kaf HaChaim brings down, and is also brought down in the Ben Ishchai, Shetzorich Lesore Mishinoso Kodum Olos Hashacha. You shouldn't sleep after Olos Hashacha. That's when this din starts applying already. However, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Bizmanenu nowadays, when we don't get up so early before dawn, so he says, you're allowed to stay in bed. However, he brings down from the Yushami that it means the domich mazle medubah mishaholech lishon lechatchil b'yom. That's somebody who intentionally goes to sleep during the day, but not somebody who's already sleeping for the night and is still sleeping in the day. However, Nissan Karlitz Tzatzal brings down that if you do wake up after Olos Hashacha, you should not go back to sleep. The issue foot number 16 brings down the Lishon b'Rosh Hashanah Shol b'Shabbos. What about if it's on Shabbos? So Chaim Kamenetsky says that even though the Ramah said Shemisha Rogil b'Shnas Hatzorayim Lo Yivat Lena b'Shabbos, somebody used to sleeping on the afternoon should not disrupt that on Shabbos. Kibshu Oneg Avura, because that's a very pleasurable thing for the person. Nevertheless, when it's Rosh Hashanah Shechol b'Yosu Shabbos Lo Yishan, he says you shouldn't sleep then. And he brings out as well Rinis and Karlitz Shav Shein Tolkimbo, even though they're not blowing shofar. Nevertheless, Mutu Lishon Bo Acha Chatzos, you still can go to sleep after Chatzos, like we just brought down. Kibin Shekedusha Shabbos Hibam Mokum Atkios. So the Kedush of Shabbos, so to say, replaces the Tekios. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Ubach Kosav, the Bach brings down Shoharam Oye Yoshim Be Rosh Hashanah, that the Ram would go and sleep on Rosh Hashanah. I'm not sure who he means by this Ram. Maybe he means the Maram Mirutenberg, or maybe he means the Rambam. I'm not sure who this Ram is. Mishnah Berurah then adds another interesting thing. He says, the Yoshev Batal, doing nothing worthwhile, is just as bad as sleeping. Kiyoshin Dami. And then he says, Ayin Chayodim, Shekos of the Achar Achila, Yikba Atzmo L'Limud. What should a person do after he finishes eating? He should go and learn. And if that makes him a little bit sleepy, his head gets heavy, so Yishan Ma'atz, and then you can go to sleep a little bit. If it's not going to really accomplish anything, but you're trying to stay up, you're falling asleep, so then you can go to sleep. Then he says a beautiful custom to say the Tilm twice, which Deir Tshu, footnote number 17, brings out from the Mati Ephraim that, again, I pointed this out previously, that those have the custom to say the Tilm twice during the entire month of Elul, so some have the custom to say it on Rosh Hashanah as well, because it's the gematria of 150, 150 is 300, which is the gematria of Kaper. The Kaf HaChaim brings down that the minhag gets to say all the Tilm together in the Tzibur without any interruptions. And Reyitzch Zev Halevi Salavechik Zatzal, the great son of Ruchaim Brisker Zatzal, said that he had the custom not to learn. He would specifically go say Tehillim, because he says, when you're learning, you may go up and get a sefer and to go check up something, a kushi that you have, and that time is bittul Torah, as opposed to saying the Tehillim without any hafsakos, there won't be any bittul at all. And on the day of Rosh Hashanah, you don't have any bittul. That's the whole idea of not sleeping, that there shouldn't be any bittul whatsoever. With this, we conclude the beautiful simon of Tov Kuf Pei Gimel, and now we start Tov Kuf Pei Dalet. The Mechaber tells us, Sif Aleph, Ain Omrim Hallel by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. It's inappropriate to say Hallel or Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why is that? We've already pointed this out previously. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Aleph tells us, Lafisha Sifri Achayim Vameisib Suchim, the book of life and death is open. The Ech Yom Hashira, how can you joyously sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu praise and Hallel? The issue foot number one says, based upon this Tam, that we don't say Hallel and Rosh Hashanah, so the Mishnah Siyavitz brings down, and he says this is really the understanding of the Vilna Gaon, that the din in Shulchan Aruch is she'ein omer betvila mo'adim l'simcha chavuz man l'sosu, like we said in yesterday's shir. So he says the reason is shemitam zeh she'ein omer m'halo gam ein omer mo'adim l'simcha. The two go hand in hand. It's not a day of mo'adim l'simcha. Now, why is halo different than anything else? So he brings down from Rav Chaim Brisker, this is the Rav Zeh Soloveitchik, Zatzal brings down his holy father, Rav Chaim Brisker, that halo is different than all other types of shira. Amiras halo tzorach simcha shlema. You need to have a complete simcha to say halal, and a Rosh Hashanah, you can't have a simcha shlema. As opposed to all other shiros and sishpachos, they don't require this simcha shlema. He says this is based on the Rambam, that writes, Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur, Ein Bohem Halal, Shemi Mei Tshuva, V'yira U'pachad. These are days of tremendous repentance and awe and fear. V'lo Yimei Simcha Yeseira, the Rambam writes. And therefore, Yesh Din L'smach Bohem, there is a mitzvah, V'samachta B'chagecha, however, you don't have this simcha yeseira. And that's why you can say Oz Yashir on Rosh Hashanah as well. And he brings out from the Marsha that this isn't considered a Shira, it's just a Sipur Devarim, and therefore you're allowed to say it. Dishufu number two brings down, based upon this idea that we don't have a full Simcha, so therefore we also don't wear our fanciest clothing. We don't wear big day Rikma Meshi, like we said in the Shir previously. And as opposed to one Yantif, when we wear our finest on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we don't. But you wear nice clothing, but you don't wear your best clothing. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'yafal gav shona betuchim sh'neitzei zakoyim b'din. Even though we're supposed to go in the attitude that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us a beautiful, happy, healthy year, and that we've been given a good psach halacha, that we're going out free and righteous, mikol mokum tzorach lios yorei b'chorid me'emas adin. Nevertheless, we should still be in a state of awe and of trembling from the emas adin. V'ayidei kach nizoch l'schus. And this will help spur us to have, b'ezus Hashem, a good, successful psach from Kshemayim. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Beis tells us that we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But Omrim Tehillim B'chol Yom, if you happen to say Tehillim every day, and Umesrayim Elam Hallel B'Yom Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur, and today's section of Tillim that you're reading happens to be the hollow, that's not a problem. Surely, you're allowed to say it. It's not the Tillim or Osir. It's nothing intrinsic about the Tillim. It's saying it is a Shevach V'Odah. And here, when you're saying all the Tillim, Kivin She'en Omer Oso Derech Shiri, you're not saying it is a part of Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rak Derech Techino Bakashi. You're saying it is a part of your regular supplications and asking Hashem to have a good year for you. So therefore, you're allowed to say it even on Rosh Hashanah if that's part of your Nusach of saying Tehillim. Now we'll go to the Ramah. Ramah says, "Agoha v'nogim lomar avida malkenu." Well, I said that we do say avida malkenu on Rosh Hashanah. V'mushabbos, however, ain't omer so. But he brings down from the Ran and the Rivash that we don't say it if it comes out on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot and Gimel lafuki midas harav beis Yosef, as opposed to the opinion of the beis Yosef. Shemedalgim b'chol makum shemaskil chait. He says you're not allowed to say the word chait. We don't want to use the term chait. We don't want to be tiftach pelisotin, and therefore we don't say chait. And therefore, according to the Beis Yosef, l'didei ein omer avinu malkeinu chotan l'fanecha. We don't say the first pasuk of avinu malkeinu because it says the word chotan l'fanecha mipnei she'ein omerim vidui b'Rosh Hashanah. We don't say vidui in Rosh Hashanah k'dei shelo liten pischon pelam akatri. So we shouldn't go say to the satan, listen, we're bad sinners, and then the satan goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, hey, they admit that they're bad sinners. The issue footnote number 3 discusses that you have to stand for the Avinu Malkeinu. So Aruch Shulchan says, yeah, you should stand. And Rav Moshe finds that Sal says, the reason why we stand is because the Aron Kodesh is open, and the minute gets to stand when the Aron Kodesh is open, albeit it's not a chiv, and somebody physically can't, they're allowed to sit down. Then he brings down that there's a beautiful custom that people say certain of the Avinu Malkeinus together with the Tzibor. For example, we start saying from Avinu Malkeinu Achzirin Mishur Shalom Fonecha, and we go on for the next couple of kapitlach to go and say them all together out loud, chazan, and then the call in a responsive fashion. And he says, from Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, that if you're not up to there and they're already starting to say that, you can skip and go to where they are, and Mestami, you'll say the other ones afterwards. And he says, likewise, if you're in the Shmona Esrei still, and you're past the Yurat Son, and you're allowed to interrupt the Shmoneh Esrei, and they call you up to open up the Aron for Avinu Malkeinu, he says you're allowed to go and do so, albeit you should say the second Yulei Ratzon before you go up there. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "V'lomar psukim sheish b'hem haskaras chait ein kepeda d'chul yama." But to say a pasuk that has a mention of chait in it, that's not a problem. Ki m'sheino derech vidu, you're not saying it that I did the sin, but you're just talking about a pasuk that has a sin, you're allowed to say that. Or beferish ha-machzim ha-farish, and the machzim, when it says, avinu malkeinu chotanu fanecha, the pirish is, kolomar, avoseinu chotu, not that we sinned, but our forefathers sinned, shavdu avodos gilun, they never worshipped avodos zara, and we have to be mizvada for them, avonu tzrich mizvados aleihem, kemo shikoso vizvadu es avonom, yes avonom osom, and therefore you're allowed to say it, v'anu, en lal melech halotu, but we would never do that, lochein, aseimonu leman shmecha, therefore do for us good, based upon your good name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is how we go again, so to say, the Beis Yosef said not to say it, because we're not saying that we sinned, we're saying that our forefathers sinned, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please do us good. The issue foot number 4 says, therefore the Prima God and Matthew Ephraim both say, some of the custom, when they say, they pound on their heart. So he says, you shouldn't do this because you're not really saying vidui. Albeit, he brings down from the stipla gong that he would go and clap on his heart when he said, Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Sarach lomar mechayv aver chato enu fushu enu." You say first chato enu and then pishu enu. Ki pesha godol habi mechayt, because a pesha is worse sin than chayt. V'tzorach levakish tchila lakal yachal kachal lechomer. You first say the lighter thing and then you say the heavier thing. The issue foot number 5 therefore says, likewise you say slachu mechal, and the Aruch Hashulchan says sheish lomar kol them slach v'yachal kachal mechal, because again mechila is gdolu than slicha. Slicha is just pushing off the punishment for the sin till a later point in time. However, mechila means an erasure of the sin totally. Dishufu number 6 brings down, when you're saying various parts of the vidui, we say chotanu, avinu, pashanu, so chet comes first, that's shogeg, that's lower. Avon is something he did on purpose, and pesha is something he did as an act of rebellion, outright rebellion, so that's why we say it in that order. Likewise, you say v'tseser bagolui, v'shkaga u'bizadon, you always have to be makdim, the lesser sin to the greater sin. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Yesh lomar kalei." When you say kalei, kol tzaru mastimi oleinu hakaf bepatach v'alamid b'tzeri. That's the way you pronounce it, kalei. And the Taz in Siman Tovrei Shchubeis, cause of sheyesh lomar kra roagzar b'neshimachas. You say roagzar together in one breath. Ainu sheyikara hu yisbarach haroash b'gzera. Hashem should rip up the bad part of the gzera and leave the good stuff behind. Mashinisha b'gzera yelarachim should be for good for us. And he says in Dishuvot number 7, the Chazan has to be especially careful about doing this. Mr. Bruce of Kondalit says that we don't say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos. Reasoning is, Hatam, Shein Sholem, Tzroch B'Shabbos. We don't ask for things on Shabbos. Aki Shechol Rosh Hashanah, the Erev Shabbos. But if Rosh Hashanah were able to fall out on Erev Shabbos, which can't happen on our calendar, for the first day of Rosh Hashanah, lo adu Rosh, but it could happen for the second day of Rosh Hashanah, so then, b'mincha, en omrim avinu malkeinu. We don't say mincha on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, avinu malkeinu. Finally, the Ramah concludes and says, amarichim piyutim utfilos ad chatzos. We daven on Rosh Hashanah up until chatzos. The Mishabura says, sifkot and hey, l'kol apochos, at least. V'mchol b'shabbos, in hayrich yosem chatzos. But on Shabbos, we don't do this. U'b'chol yochol hayrich, but on a week that you can. But medvar merurim piyutim utfilos. That's just with the saying, extra piyutim utfilos. But avi nigudim in l'hachrib, just the saying that we shouldn't do. This concludes today's shiur.